Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences. And now your host, Mr. Zach D.
Hello, everyone. With today's episode, I would like to start off with homage to my very first post on my blog. This post was back in like June or something like that, back in 2011. Yes, June 20th, 2011. I'm on the website right now. So I would like to read this and kind of add on to it. Hopefully this will probably be my first post, but I want to add on to that because it just seems fitting. First post, first podcast. So, Common Courtesy is the title, and I'm going to read from it, and as I go, I'm going to add along to it with updates and thoughts from now. And it says, Common Courtesy. I have been on numerous deployments and traveled to many states throughout my life. No matter where I go, I always end up doing the same thing. Sometimes this gets me in trouble. What is this thing? People watching. Something about observing people. Something about the way they carry themselves kind of intrigues me. I don't know if I get this from my grandmother, because we sit down sometimes and we joke about my grandmother Gigi, how she'll just be like just watching everybody, staring them down, just taking in all the nonverbal information, just whatever they're doing, she's just soaking it up. And I have a tendency to do the same thing. Now, this people watching that I do leads me to constantly being cognizant of people's actions or lack thereof sometimes. One thing that stands out is the lack of common courtesy. Now, of course, one thing I've always liked to do is I like to set the definitions of whatever terms we're talking about. So let's briefly explore the definition of common courtesy. So common, one, it says belonging equally to or shared alike by two or more or all in question, pertaining or belonging equally to an entire community, nation, or culture, public. It says joint, united. Now let's define courtesy. Courtesy is excellence of manners or social conduct, polite behavior, a courteous, respectful, or considerate act or expression. Now, based off of these definitions, we can conclude that common courtesy is a courteous, respectful, or considerate act shared and belonging equally to an entire community, nation, or culture. That's some pretty powerful words. In fact, you have respect, considerate, shared, and equally. All of these words seem to involve positive action towards other people, not ourselves. Actions towards other people. However, in my opinion, common courtesy is not so common anymore. To be honest, the word common is the term was lost, that term was lost many years ago, and courtesy seems to be traveling along the same rocky path. Where do we lose touch with this thoughtfulness? Why are we turning away from a tool so easily used? Is it because it takes effort? And it takes away from our time? These answers hopefully can be explained, because we'll touch on some of that of the R thing, the me, the I, the it's all about me kind of concept. But as far as common courtesy too, the little things that I'm talking about is like, it's okay if you see somebody coming through the door to hold the door. You know, some people have issues with that. It feels like I'm giving my power away. You're just holding a door. Or it's okay to like, especially in traffic. You're sitting here, you're driving, you're tired. Everybody has the same goal in mind. They want to get to where they're going. Traffic is backed up. Is it really going to hurt to ease your big toe off the gas pedal a quarter of an inch so that you can slow down and let somebody in front of you, you're stuck in traffic. You're not going anywhere. This little common courtesy, or the common courtesy of saying, of replying to someone when they say good morning. You know, I remember at one of my duty locations, I would come in sometimes and I would say good morning, and I would hear nothing. So then I would turn around and be like, okay, have a bad morning. Oh, no, we didn't mean it like that. We were just deeply thinking about this, or we were trying to knock this out. Just the common courtesy of replying back with, oh, good morning to you too as well. You know, just the simple things. So as we go out there, I just would like you to think about, are you being courteous? Are you just doing something little? Doesn't have to be all like you're giving your power away, but, you know, someone needs help. They're struggling with something, or somebody says good morning. Are you just simply saying good morning back to them? Some things to think about. Do you know someone who displays a zealous disposition? We would like to hear from you. Please send a correspondence email to zealousdisposition@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to The Zealous Disposition. And remember, let your actions speak positivity. For as iron sharpens iron, so one man another.